I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I mentioned this before. I've never robbed a place, but, like, I would at least think it out if I was going to do something. For example, isn't the goal not to draw attention to yourself? Kind of to blend
in. If you're
in.
Robbing?
Yeah, if I'm going to rob some place, like I'm going to go rob the gas station down the road, like, or some other place, don't I want to, like, not draw attention to myself, like, up until then so they don't focus on me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, three friends, these guys stole about $500 worth of stuff from a Walmart in Pennsylvania. This happened over the weekend, and all three of them wore costumes as disguises.
Like Elsa from Frozen, that kind of a costume?
One guy dressed up as a bull. Another guy dressed up as a werewolf. And another guy dressed up as a gorilla.
I like them. They make robbing fun again.
When the cops got to the store, they didn't have any trouble tracking down the guys in their costumes, and all three of them were arrested for retail theft and criminal conspiracy. Like, do you really, like, are you going to drive away in the gorilla costume? Are you going to shed it and just, like, leave it there when you're done?
I wonder how dangerous that is trying to drive, looking out those little holes of the eyes.
Very dangerous. You ever wear one of those masks?
No.
They're impossible to see out of.
I've never tried one on.
You haven't?
No.
We got to go to Walmart after this.
Do you have a phobia with, like, being enclosed in, like, a costume?
No, I would love to wear a gorilla suit. I've always wanted it. I dream about it.
Harambe, too soon.
Oh, my God. I'm worried about you now. A 12-year-old kid walked out of an apartment. This happened in Canton, Michigan on Friday night and found himself face-to-face with a couple that were getting it on. He went back inside and told his parents and relatives. They ended up calling the cops. By the time they arrived, the man and the woman who were getting it on moved into the car because they were, like, doing this, like, just outside. I don't know if on steps or something. Like, you don't have an apartment or somewhere you can go to do this. They told the cops, the kid, listen, this kid, he's got it all wrong. We're not having sex, you know, just she had a really bad, you know, like, pain in her back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just was giving her a therapeutic back massage on
sure.
the back of this car.
Of course.
The cops didn't buy it, and they were both cited for disorderly conduct.
Gosh, they haven't heard of backseat massages? They happen all the time.
Backseat's back. All right.
And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A 21-year-old guy named Shedrick went to a GNC store. You guys know that. They have, like, supplements and nutritional stuff.
Uh-huh.
Been there tons of times.
You have?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't always
been a fat ass. Like, I used to actually. I've been in shape a few times in my life, so it is plausible that I've been to a GNC.
What are you buying at GNC, Joe?
Different, like, energy supplements, whey protein, just different stuff, like, for meal replacement.
It's pronounced whey. I thought it was wee.
No.
Protein.
Hey, yo, bro, can I get some of that? Whee!
Whee! That's what I thought.
It's whey.
I never work out or eat healthy or do any of those things.
W-H-E-Y, whey protein. So he was in this GNC store in Ohio last week, and he bought a bottle, not of whey protein, but a bottle of their herbal male enhancement supplements. I've never tried those
before.
They
have that there?
Organic.
They have herbal male enhancement supplements, and then he left the store. He took one of the herbal male enhancement supplements and apparently was really happy with the results because a few minutes later, he walked back into the GNC, whipped out his junk and
Whoa.
Told the female clerk, quote, these supplements really work.
Holy crap. Well, at least whenever somebody asks her, like, do they really work? She can be like, I have firsthand experience.
Let me tell you. Here's a before and after. The cops came, and eventually the clerk decided she didn't want to press charges, but it turned out Shedrick had a warrant, so he was arrested anyways. I don't know what the warrant was for, but that's impressive.
Wow. Well, there you go. If you're looking for a supplement, go to GNC.
I mean, like, I would never want to, I wouldn't. I think it's wrong. You shouldn't, like, flash a woman. That's just gross and sick. But, like, I wonder if that happened to me, if it made that big of a difference. Like, wouldn't you want to tell somebody?
You got to tell somebody, yeah. And she unfortunately was the closest person.
Let's make a pact here on the show.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go get in trouble if I went to a GNC or any store, Walmart if they had all those stuff. I don't want to get arrested for that. If I was to do something like that in the future, and I'm impressed with the results, I'm just going to do a group text, okay?
A group text.
I'm just going to text you guys, like, check it out!
Oh, boy.
And then Alex is like, where is it? I don't see it. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.